Happy birthday, Gary. Happy birthday, Gary. Happy birthday, nobody cares.
Birthday!
That's yeah! True. Yeah, I like that rapping.
Sean's getting impatient.
Getting? Hey,
Gary!
Old S.O.B.
Baby
ain't gonna get no presents from Sean.
Probably not.
Sean's mad.
Sean is so mad right now.
I'm sorry. I'm late. Everybody?
Well, according to Sean, you were an hour and 15 minutes late.
Happy birthday, Gary.
According to me, you never told me what time you'd be here, so
I did tell him. I was like, let's try and get there around 5:30. Just didn't work out that way.
Well, I mean,
sure.
I had to take my daughter to get her foot x-ray. It turned out she broke a metatarsal.
Wow, way to go.
Just one metatarsal?
Just one.
That's kind of hard just to break one.
She broke two.
Yeah, that's what
she'd
I
have been grounded. Oh. No.
She really did just break one.
We thought she twisted it, and we actually x-rayed it, and it didn't show anything. But then it's been another week, and it still hadn't really healed up.
What happened is she was probably limping around on it. She did more damage.
I think that maybe she got a little extra attention.
So she
from
just
the broken foot.
She took a hammer to it and
maybe.
Said, "I'm not going to ever end this."
You guys just love me, and
she's kind of thing that
she loves attention.
It's kind of thing she would do. She's
what her blog
she's
says.
Sick in the head.
She's all right. She's not
she's
sick.
Good kid.
She's sick in the head.
Sean, so
that
mad.
We're a little bit late because he had.
I had to get him a blanket because he says it's cold in here.
He's
got his hoodie hood up.
It'll
really
never be
cold.
Warmer than this. This
now,
is
next time I'm going to bring my alpine gear.
I do not set my heat higher than 67. I just won't do it.
It doesn't.
I'm comfortable.
I'm all right. I mean, it's
I've
not
been here
hot
for
in here.
An hour and 15 minutes.
I've been here
I've
longer.
I thought
you guys were
going to
jam music.
To
we did. We did.
Well, then what's he bitching about? Why is he so fucking mad?
Well, I don't know.
Because we were jamming for too long.
We did jam for a while. We got
jamming,
a headache because we had the same drum beat going for like a half hour.
Yeah, it was unbearable.
It's hard to jam.
It was terrible.
He didn't have no rules.
That's just terrible.
I had to follow Sean. Sean just kept, you know.
That was just terrible.
Maybe
hitting
Sean,
chords.
Are you okay, terrible. Buddy? You in a bad mood?
You want to? He doesn't want to do this.
I'm terrible. Let's do it. Let's start. Have we started yet?
Yes.
Let's do this.
You wanna, should we not have him on it? Should we get Gary Fletcher back?
Go let him sleep in your bed.
Yeah. Can you have more blankets that you can put on top of me?
Go start a fire in the fireplace.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Mark, how have you been?
I've had a good week.
Yeah.
We're off for Veterans Day, and that's a Friday off.
Yeah.
I went to this Burger Up joint that I was telling Sean about. He doesn't like
it.
What's it called?
I don't believe in it.
Burger Up.
Burger Up.
Burger Up.
Is this the one where
your
their advertisement's a huge fat guy, and they like kind of go with the fact that it's bad for you? Like,
No. This
come get cholesterol. Like
No. They have black bean burger, turkey burger.
Oh.
A salmon burger.
Salmon
burger.
Salmon?
They have salads.
They have ostrich burgers?
No, don't be ridiculous.
Do they have alligator burgers?
No.
They have those at Fuck Ruckers.
Hey.
They have those over at Buttfuckers.
Is it salmon or salmon?
It's salmon.
It's salmon.
Is it
but a lot of dumb people say
caramel?
Buttfuckers.
Salmon.
Is it pecan or pecan?
It depends where you're from.
Is it potato?
Or tomato.
Is it potato or are you stupid dumb face?
I think it's just only potato. Well, I'll check
pecan, it out. Pecan. Let's call the whole.
You say douche. I say dush.
Says dush.
I say dush.
Why do you say
that? You're such a dush head.
That's the kind of thing that you would say.
He does?
Well, he does.
He only says that in one of his dumb
He's
jokes.
From France.
Well, Sean, what have you been doing all week?
Nothing.
Right?
I'm gonna start. I'm gonna start a baby killing spree because of this. I'm gonna go around
That'd
this
be
neighborhood.
Good.
I'm gonna kill all. I'm guessing it's all Mexicans in this neighborhood.
No,
right?
It's not.
Oh boy,
are there whites?
You need to tell your neighbors then, because when I was pulling up,
there were a bunch of Mexicans.
Yeah,
there are some.
I think one of them got wet. Oh man.
But you know, sometimes you'll think they're Mexican, but they're really Middle Eastern.
Oh no,
well, it was dark out.
We have a lot
worse.
Of those. We actually had a break-in over here in the set.
What?
Across the street. Yeah.
You? Oh.
No.
Uh-oh.
Lady across the street.
Well, I got the gun.
That's why I have a gun.
Why do you ever have the gun just during the podcast?
How do you know I don't?
I know you don't. be able to see it.
It's a small revolver. It would fit right in here.
He's probably aiming it at you in his pocket.
See? Look.
Shoot me. Please.
Don't shoot him.
Please do shoot me.
Sean, what's the matter, buddy?
This is.
You want to go get my gun and we can play with it?
Can we really?
It's a toy.
Let's leave Sean alone in a room with a gun.
Would you let me shoot myself in
your
house?
Don't shoot yourself.
No, I wouldn't let you touch my gun.
Why not?
Because I don't think you've ever shot a gun before.
I haven't. I could find my way around.
You're not going to learn how to shoot on my gun. I'll put it that way.
Yeah.
I only need one shot, one kill.
How about I just kill you for you? You
yes,
don't have to do
that's
it.
What I want you to do.
I'll do
why
it.
What do you want to die for?
This is terrible.
Well,
life,
because
life is horrible.
Or just your life?
Just.
Well, you're so picky. I show you a picture of a rich, nice woman a couple years older than you on Facebook, and I don't like her. Oh, well, you know, she makes about $300,000 a year, and she's smart.
Ooh.
I don't want her.
I don't care about money, man.
Why
I
not?
I just want someone
money.
I love.
He cares about
you could learn to love
titties.
Money.
I can't.
With that much money,
dude,
you could divorce her.
Yeah, just marry her for like a year. You're already going to be miserable this whole entire year anyway and not be married and not have any money. You could marry her for 1 year.
You know what? That's a good fucking point. You're already miserable.
Right.
You may as well be.
But I just want to die. Can I just die instead?
You don't want to die.
I do. That's
married,
well, here's the thing.
That's what
go ahead
married,
and
it telling
would,
me.
It would push you over the edge to be like, yes, I'm going to fucking do this. You know.
By saying you want to die out loud to us means you really don't want to.
That's not true.
It is true. If you really want to die, you would just have already killed yourself.
No, the only reason I'm not killing myself is because my poor mom would just be stuck with my shithead brother. And I don't want to do that. But
well,
other than that.
Your brother would be less of a shithead. She'd probably love him more if you were dead.
She already loves him. That's her problem.
I'm just saying, don't say on here you want to die and then not have and be a pussy and not kill yourself.
Give me your gun. I'll shoot myself in your house. Right,
it's a 38. You might not kill yourself.
Listen,
you might only hurt yourself.
Give me your fucking gun.
No, Mark. Come on, guys.
I'm not getting to my gun.
Don't. I know you're not, but don't.
Let Maybe you're the pussy. You won't let me kill myself in your house. You're
nobody's
a fucking
killing
faggot.
Themselves. It's happy birthday. Faggot
wife. All right,
I'll go get my wife.
Don't.
Get your gun.
Stop it.
I'm going to shoot myself in your fucking house.
You're not killing yourself. Mark's not killing you.
I don't think you would do it.
Nobody
I don't think you would. I
Let's
think you'd,
do it.
You'd pussy
I'll
out.
Kill myself right
I know
in
you
your
won't.
House.
Don't kill yourself.
You would,
Sean,
the guy
if you
who
want
can't,
me to kill myself.
If you can't,
no one
sit,
wants
you. If you can't sit here without a blanket, you probably won't kill yourself. If you
I
want to
be warm
comfort.
While I'm alive, just because I want to die doesn't mean I don't want to be cold all the time.
They'll never know what time you died.
if you really wanted to die, you could handle discomfort.
That's not true. That doesn't make any sense.
Have you ever killed yourself before?
Never.
We'll see.
You're I just want to go to sleep for a long time. And
just
that,
can I
and
tell you guys
forever.
Take a day off from work and sleep.
Do you guys want to know why I'm angry at Chad Ryden?
Oh,
or
yeah.
Or do you want to talk about...
No, we're done with this.
Sean killing himself.
Well, I'll get the last laugh when he finally kills himself. I'm like, son of a bitch, he did it.
Yeah.
Look at him dead.
Yeah, I can't wait.
This is going to be like never not funny. And then he actually will.
Oh, yeah, he actually
then,
did
like,
kill
like,
himself.
Fucking,
yeah, I can't
please
wait.
Please don't kill yourself.
Sean, don't kill yourself. I wouldn't be able to bear with...
If you really think about killing yourself... Sign me a stack of dead albums
wait.
Before you do it.
I can't wait.
Actually, if you so kill yourself, awesome. Can I have all your music equipment?
No one can have anything. That's the exciting part about it.
Can I have the vinyl that you inherited from the other dead guy who killed himself?
No.
Can
That's
I have?
The beautiful part.
Why don't I just take it and then what are you going to do about it?
Yeah,
you're
you
dead.
Won't.
I'm gonna.
No one even know.
I'm gonna employ someone.
Now I know you're
to
lying.
To say no, to no to everyone. I'll leave them all my stuff.
Well, in that case, please don't kill yourself.
Ah, fuck.
Because then we'd have to have Gary Fletcher on here every
weeks
week.
And weeks and weeks ago.
Oh, yeah. Let's talk Chad.
Weeks and weeks and weeks ago, I go out of town with Chad.
Ride Boss?
Yeah. Chad to Ridden, Georgia, right?
Friend of the show, producer of Happy Birthday, Gary.
Owner of the rights. The copyright owner.
Yeah. Extraordinarily. Favorite comedian of all.
America's favorite comedian of all time.
Legendary old school rapper.
Legendary old school rapper.
And a moronic lying jackass.
Boom!
Chad Ridden.
Why are there's so many words in his intro?
Because
there's
you,
like
you
there's no credits.
1,000 words.
You know why? Because you could not do him justice if you left one word out. You need the minimum those words just to introduce him.
That's a good point.
It's a good intro.
Yeah, he's
but
good
it's,
people.
He's got a funny intro, but he springs it on people who are like shitty MCs and like the next guy's a. He's a
comedian of all favorites.
He's a rapper.
Yeah. Yes. Welcome to the stage.
Look at a beard on. Look at his beard.
He's a dude, man.
America's favorite dude of all dudes.
Dude of
he's
all
a guy.
Lying jackass.
He's got a peen.
So weeks and weeks ago.
Peen-a-peen.
Oh, it's a peen-a-peen.
It's a big penis. Like so big you have to say peen twice.
It's got like two little sets of nuts all the way down. Just like
it's peen-a-peen.
Like it's from Pandora. It's got a bunch of Pandora nuts.
It's got
I don't know what that means.
Nostrils in it. Everything Avatar? In Avatar has like two of extra things. Like I'm a bird, but I got
that movie was so.
Wings.
I don't know how I liked that movie when I saw it the first time because it's
it was
a piece
theater.
Of shit.
It was huge.
Well, it was visually stunning.
It's a piece of
shit.
Well,
and you didn't know
it's a dumb, shitty movie.
You didn't know it was going to go the way it would have gone if an 8-year-old wrote it.
Yes,
you were like, well, this is they're not going to.
It's like you know, you ever play like
these things,
a video game like Halo or something like that.
Uh-huh.
It all felt like cutscenes in between games.
Yeah, that was that fucking movie was
3 hours
was
of cutscenes
in between. Fuck, you're right. But it was 3 hours of it.
I enjoyed it in the theater, but I would never watch it again. Like, it's, I really, really enjoyed
it. I know it's an alien really world, but movie. Form follows function, and there's no reason for, like, a horse to have two extra legs.
Well, you know, you don't know anything about evolution.
No, you're right. I don't know why Pandora God did all that stuff.
Yeah.
He's extra. And how do you have a ponytail? She's like, sorry.
Well, whatever.
Emu, or whatever her name is. So weeks and weeks and weeks ago.
Yes, Chad Biden.
Favorite old school
guy.
And I are going to go do a show out of town.
Georgia.
Together. Georgia, I think you're right. And on our way, we're stopping to drop off his wife and his daughter, Callia.
Sounds horrible.
So we're going in the road. Mm-hmm. And the dogs are in the car and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Going down the road. Nice enough to pick me up. I'm going to give him credit where it's due. He's picked me up graciously.
That's very nice.
He's a nice guy. Uh-huh. Run away down there. In the back seat, I've been talking to Callie. I'm like joking around with her and stuff. And she's like, hey, do you want to buy some cookies?
Yeah.
And I'm like, sure, I'll buy some cookies. I'm a daddy. I've got a little girl.
I see where this is going.
I've pushed cookies on people. Mm. All right?
I see where this is going.
I pushed cookies on people before. So I go through the little thing. It's for her school.
I know where like, this is going.
She's like, you want to support school?
That's why I don't talk to kids.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
So I give
her. That's why I'm going to my baby killing spree, just in case.
I find cookies that are. $15 cookies. I give her 20. She says, thanks. No change. She pockets it. And I'm like, you know what? That's fine. And before this gets out of hand, I love Callie. She's a sweet girl. She's a little sassy.
Yeah.
She's a little sassy, but she comes by it honest.
As long as you don't mind being punched or kicked, she's great.
She comes by it honest. I mean, think about it.
Yeah. Chad Ryden is her father.
Right.
That's his fault.
Last time I spent some time with her at the end when she was leaving, she said, thanks for putting up with my crap.
Yeah,
that's what she said.
Just like
America's favorite,
like Mr. Tomato.
America's favorite new school.
Thanks for putting up with my crap. Thanks for putting up with my crap.
So anyway, then we go do our show, and the car breaks down on the way back, and all this stuff, and life goes on. Anyway.
Boom, 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 boom.
Yesterday, a friend of mine's like, "Hey, my kid's selling some cookies. Do you want some cookies?" I was like, "Yeah." I said, "Hey, wait a minute. I never got my fucking cookies."
Oh, it
yeah,
takes
where are
for
your
it.
Cookies?
No, it takes.
Oh, I
forever.
Know how long it takes. I got a kid, but this is what happens. So
well,
your kid
goes to one of those prep schools.
She does. Who we're gonna sue because she fell down and broke her foot?
Is it really the school's fault?
It doesn't matter.
School's fault. Your kid doesn't know how to walk yet.
Whoa!
Hey, I'm just defending. I'm just defending this
look,
little
this
school
guy.
Who has
look.
No.
Hannah knows how to walk.
I'm just kidding.
This poor school.
This poor school. With all their money, they might lose some money.
We're not.
Okay, so.
We're not
like
serving
most
I'm
Christian
kidding.
Schools.
We're not.
No, I'm kidding.
Like
I'm
most
kidding.
Private Christian
yeah,
schools,
just,
they have
just
no money.
Yeah.
I would love to go back and sue the
poor bastards.
Private Christian school I went to.
Yeah.
Anyway.
No your friend.
I text up Chad Ridden.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Where the fuck my cookies?
Where my cookies at, motherfucker?
Now he doesn't. Yeah. Now he actually doesn't know nothing.
Oh.
Now he doesn't know nothing. He sends me a question mark. I don't know what I'm talking about.
Oh, no.
So I'm saying we go down to Zany's.
I don't know where that is.
It's Zany's Comedy Show place. And I'm going to just come up behind him like, hey.
Where my cookies,
Nana?
Well, in all fairness to Chad, it sounds like you did the transaction with the daughter.
You know what? He's the adult. He's responsible for this.
You might not even know she was selling cookies.
Look, if Chad built a school,
mm-hmm. which he has,
and I tripped in it, I would not sue his daughter.
Here's the thing. Chad might not even know his daughter is in school.
Oh, you're right. I think the whole thing was a scam.
Yeah.
All right?
Because Chad may not be entirely sure that's his daughter.
Did you get a receipt?
I didn't. Anyway.
Receipt?
Chad, if you see me coming, you better have my fucking cookies.
Yeah, punch you in the neck.
get
you better get off the tracks more, when the Brad train is coming through.
Yeah, he
motherfucker.
Wreck you. More important.
Borrow
Mark's head.
Did you get cookies or cookie dough?
I think it's cookie dough.
Yeah. You'll never see that.
I think it's cookie
dough. That's well-known scam.
Racket. Well,
cookie
dude,
dough.
Dude, this is the thing. I'm in the car with them. We're in the middle of going from here to there. What am I going to say? No. No, I'm not going to buy your kids cookies.
Yeah.
You know?
It's
and I don't mind
you have every
buying
right
the
not
cookies.
To. Sean has a question.
Listen, let's talk about this three-minute me motherfucker. What the fuck?
I make look.
You know what? I disrespect the clock. He disrespects the calendar. And my wallet. And, yes, Sean.
Why don't... Did people make homemade Oreo cookies before at some point?
No,
I feel like I've
no
had this conversation with Brad.
No one has ever done that.
No one has ever made homemade Oreo
possible.
Cookies.
Yeah.
They're so delicious. Why didn't anyone ever make a homemade set of Oreo cookies?
You can make a whoopie pie.
You know
pie.
What's important that I do right now?
What? No, I don't. Pass
to,
gas.
To tell Chad I'm kidding.
Yeah.
Because he's going to email me. Dude, yeah. I'm sorry about the cookie. Or something like that. It's going to happen. And he's going to think I'm actually mad. I'm not really mad. But
how can we tell? You're always mad. You're always really
I'm
mad.
I'm always
kind of
mad.
You're never kidding. You're always mad.
Yeah. For all the listeners out there, go to podcastawards.com and nominate us, what? Happy Birthday Gary, for some could podcast awards.
Could
so we can
like,
get rich.
Wow. Let's say we won an award. Would we be able to handle that? I don't think we're ready for that.
Oh, yeah.
You can try at least.
I have people. This is true. People jump on Facebook. Hey, I like podcasts. People are like our friends, but like, you know.
And we don't
so
know
people
them?
Are listening. I mean, obviously I know them enough to friend them on Facebook,
okay.
But I don't know them. You know what I mean? So it's
no,
like people are coming around.
Either know
people
them or you don't.
Around.
Yeah.
Hey, I mean, I appreciate everyone who listens to this, I think.
I think I appreciate
yeah.
everybody.
I'd like to know more about these people. I wish
yeah,
they could
send us
a question to Brad.
Yeah, do something.
What is our
Let me
email
ask
address?
You this. I have a question you can answer.
Yeah.
What'd you guys think about having Gary on the show?
Oh, it was fine. He didn't talk very
terrible.
Much.
I mean,
didn't
it,
like it?
I hate that guy.
You hate him?
No, he's great.
He's
I like him.
He's great. What do you think about having guests, though? Is that
it's weird.
Well, it
do?
Depends. I mean, this is my home. I have to live here, so.
Right.
I don't want certain people to make my house smell funny.
I understand.
Are you talking about certain Nanas?
Ooh.
No.
Nana's catching on.
Yeah?
No.
It's catching on like gangbusters.
We've had Nanas in here before.
Really?
Yeah, I have.
American Nanas?
Yeah, I have.
Yeah.
Oh, those were flood refugees, right?
No.
Next
no.
door. He thinks they're Mexican.
You think I'd let them sleep over?
Yeah, that's a good
Everybody's
point.
Into Nanas. They were singing songs about it on the radio.
This shit is bananas.
No.
B-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A.
Nope. Nana.
Nana, nana, hey, 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 podcast.
Nana, 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 nana.
Yeah,
my blood runs cold. A nana, nana, just burn my soul.
Angel
is. Not your time, girl, to cry.
Nana, 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 nana.
But fuck.
But
fucking.
That's a sketch we're working on.
That'll be on the next Ultimate Comedy.
It might be. But fuck sketch. You guys wait out for it. Oh, man. Guess who won't be on the next?
Are we allowed to talk about that?
Ashley getting mad at me?
Oh, Ashley got mad. I didn't know she got mad
Ashley
at you.
Ashley got mad at me.
Why? Mm. What did you do?
Ashley Brooks, I made fun of her on stage.
No,
and
you didn't.
I did. I certainly made fun
What'd
of her.
What'd you say?
On Monday.
Not at the Ultimate Comedy Show.
No. There was a show on Monday, and I don't even know what I just regular shit. Like, I always make fun of her. But
she's a comic, right? Or is she a comic?
Well, she says she's a comic.
If you're a comic and another comic says something about you, you should be able to take it no matter what.
She seemed all right at the show. She was a little drunk. She got really mad. And
then she remembered.
Like, yes, yeah. But she got like for real pissed.
It took like 12
Why?
Hours for it to
what,
get through
what did
the
you
beer.
Say?
I
come on, spill the bean.
I said, I mean, I did make fun of her, but no worse than I always do.
Well, I've never heard you make fun of her. What would you say?
I don't. What did I say, Sean? I like
something about something her about being a dumb whore.
No, she texted me and she's like, I'm bringing a friend to the show. And I thought she was bringing a girl.
Oh,
you know what I mean? But she brought a dude. And I said something about how she's in the audience with this dude. I was like, oh, this poor guy. He thinks, you know, he thinks he's got some chance with you. And he probably doesn't because, you know, you don't.
Why would she be mad at that?
Maybe it hit a button on her or something. Anyway, I forget. And like you guys said, I'm always mad every day. Yeah, I'm always mean.
Yeah.
And I don't. And I forget. Like whenever we had the show with the improv people, were you there for the improv? And I made fun of them.
Yeah.
I made fun of them probably too much.
The good news is half of them left right after their improv.
They weren't there to hear it.
Rightly
but like,
so.
I think like the one guy I hurt his feelings. And so, you know, so it's like sometimes I take shit too far.
I thought you did take it too far, but you know what?
I mean, I did.
I'll be honest with you.
Yeah.
If you're going to be on stage for like 30 minutes and not get a laugh.
Yeah.
And you don't know when to cut it off. You deserve whatever comes your way.
Right. And that's fine. Mm-hmm. But it's just it's the first like six jokes I made about them. We're fine and everybody's laughing. But then, like, the next seven or eight,
everyone laughed the entire time.
Okay, I guess you're right.
I didn't stop laughing. I laughed at every single one. And you know what? When I have a crappy set and someone goes up after me, I deserve to be made fun of.
Well, and the thing is, when Scott and I went up and did that little intro bit, and it kind of went shitty, and then Sean got on stage, he was like, well, that sucked. And people laughed because it sucked.
It was dumb.
But we didn't go. It was dumb. Right.
But, you know, it was like, just too long. Like, the first couple bits he went on the list were funny, but by the 10th one I'm like, I get it, it's really not a real list,
right? No, I know yeah. and I'm not I can't disagree. I was there. I heard, but when people didn't laugh and when they did, so.
The thing is, if you're supposed to do like 15 minutes and you
take it easy.
30, I don't know, was it 30?
Take it easy. It was like 25.
It was 25 right.
25 minutes and no one's laughing. Cut it off. Get out of town.
We
fight
tried.
Another day.
We tried. Mm-hmm.
I've done that many times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if
but the greater point is, though, is that...
Did they think they were doing well?
No, I don't think so. I think they knew.
Then why didn't they just cut it off and go, okay...
Well, because I think with like long-form improv, you have to have an ending. You can't just stop.
Well,
you know?
I mean, it felt like it was going to end like 10 times. I feel like, okay, this has got to be...
Yeah. Well, that's so bad. That's neither here nor there. But what I'm saying is that I need to... I kind of got up. I was mean. Mm-hmm. I hurt some people's feelings. So, and I did that in a public way, and I embarrassed her publicly. So I would like to hear on Happy Birthday, Gary.
Will she ever hear this, though?
Yeah, she listens.
Good for her.
I would like to say to Ashley and to Mark and Sean and to all the people listening to Happy Birthday, Gary.
Hold on. I don't know if I agree with this. Happy Birthday, Gary doesn't apologize for anything.
All right.
Go ahead.
This is going out to...
I'm so pissed off. I'm going to kill Sean.
Sean.
Kill me.
Don't kill Sean. Everybody, please.
Okay, I'll be quiet.
Okay, Ashley.
Kill me.
Everybody.
Kill me.
Please, check out Blue Fig Mediterranean Kitchen. 6444 Nolensville Pike.
They've got really good baklava.
It's Nashville, Tennessee. Give them a call at 615-941-BLUE.
BLU.
How did they do that?
BLU. Coincidence. Not BLUE.
www.bluefignashville.com, but that is BLUFIG.
Yeah, Nashville. That's what his name is.
That's a little confusing.
That place.
Am I ringing?
Is nowhere near Lenox Village.
Yeah, it is.
It's like another mile past it.
We went.
I drive by it all the time.
Anyway,
you should go in and get some baklava. That baklava
I don't
is
do baklava.
Off the what?
We went down to Blue Fig.
Give me the gun so I can kill you. I want to kill us all now.
What did you have?
What do you mean you don't like baklava?
I guess he had baklava.
He had baklava as a punctuation to a wonderful dinner. You know what?
I had some gyro. I had a little
fast and friendly service.
I had a little
Blue Fig.
Little
what more do you want?
Rice. Some.
Oh man!
If you get fast and friendly,
it was fast and friendly. We ate so much. Sean and I went down there with my baby's mama Jill and Hannah.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Story.
We fucked that place up.
I heard Hannah's suing them already, but
she. Yeah. Well, we need to decide who we're gonna blame.
Someone hit her in the head with a baklava.
Oh man,
Sean ordered baklava when we went to Athens, and I didn't like it.
Well, there's really not a whole lot of choices when you want a dessert at a Greek.
No, not true. Have you ever been to the Greek festival every year in September?
No.
Oh,
they have all kinds of desserts.
I had a
so good.
Are they Greek desserts?
I had a
And, well, the, and
like
I did,
what?
I had the Euro salad. Called. Oh, you know what? No, I did have dessert. Well, we had peanut butter smoothies. Those were pretty good.
Did they charge you for the food?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they didn't know. That's the thing. They didn't even know. They weren't treating us well because we're celebrities. You know, they were treating us well just because we just went in there Mm-hmm. The owner guy wasn't there. We just wanted to be like, look,
we're customer
I want first. To be get able it, to honestly. It. I'm not. Listen, happy birthday, right. Gary, Ashley. I don't just go on
right.
the internet
right.
and talk about food that mm-hmm. I haven't actually, except yeah. for the last time when I did it. Yeah, but no, did. We have ate the food now, and it's good.
It's good. It's good. It's good damn food.
Nobody called me and said, hey, Mark, we're going to go to our sponsor. And
You don't like to go places, Mark.
Would you have done it?
Well, probably not.
See, that's the thing is like Ultimate Comedy, I include him on stuff. I send him emails like, look, I'm going to put your name on this list of things. I know you're not going to do it. I know. But I feel like if I don't, that's like, I don't want to, all right.
But, you know, I don't feel bad about anything.
Just assume we invite you to dinners and things.
Yeah, that's good. I mean, maybe I can do it one time.
It's Brad's birthday on Friday. Are you going to come hang out for big time birthday time?
Yes.
I can't.
Yes. 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 My buddy Mark's coming. It's going to be fun.
I'll be there with a gift.
We're going to have dinner.
Dinner and a movie.
We're going to have dinner, and then we're going to go bowling.
Whoa.
Now, I'd like to do some karaoke, if that's possible.
That sounds like way too much stuff.
Two out of three suck.
Yeah, well, maybe we won't do all three. Maybe we'll just eat at the bowling alley and then sing in the car. But we're going to get together. We're going to do something. God damn it.
Damn it, Mark.
I'm just like an old... I mean, nobody wants to bring an old guy with him.
Are you the old guy?
Yeah.
Of course you want to bring the old guy. Well, you're the...
Hey, let's bring
you're
this,
the old guy.
You make us feel better about being so young.
Hey, watch this old guy eat a hot dog at a bowling alley.
Yeah.
Hey, laugh at his look fat at him. Fucking face.
Look how fast he ate it. He fucking loves hot dogs.
Yeah, look at his stupid fat face.
Yeah. I'm Mark to derail all my jokes. Did you see that whole setup I did to pretend like I was going to apologize and then I said anything?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
That was good, wasn't it?
It would have been. Well, how much time are we doing? Are we...
We're at like...
805 measures. Wait, I knew it wasn't going to be an apology. That's why I thought I was helping.
No,
did I screw it up?
He's right, though.
26 minutes.
Bluefig is not really near Linux.
I saw you about to read off a piece of paper. Do you think I thought you wrote your apology down?
Yeah, I thought you guys.
I didn't know what it was going to be, but I didn't.
That's what people do. Sometimes people write
down.
No,
like they get a podium. They're like,
dumb people.
Ladies and gentlemen,
something Sean would do.
I did not mean to have sex with all of those women.
Are you implying that I did not memorize Bluefig, Mediterranean Kitchen, 6444 Nolensville Pike, Nashville, Tennessee, 370.
Now, I'll be honest with you, Brad. This is the second ad we've done for them, and I haven't seen shit from them.
Yeah, no, you guys.
So I mean, that's not really how. That's not really how you do business.
It goes through me. Look.
Well. Look. Well, you can start uploading these things on your website that you pay $4.95 a month to host.
Whoa, you're paying that?
I pay $4.95 a month
for this.
No, well, for all everything, my whole website.
For the website.
Okay.
I mean, I'm paying it whether we do this or not. That's not the
point. You remember
point.
When we went and did a... Well, no.
The
when
point
we,
is I'm incensed.
When we did the show...
I want a gyro right now.
I want one of them gyros.
Gyro.
I'll get your gyro. Don't worry. It's all on its
way. Gyro? What a brother
them,
no.
I want them heliotropes down at the old gyrocopter.
Let me ask you guys this. Thanksgiving's coming up.
Yes, sir.
Sure.
You guys agree with that?
Yes.
Cannot deny that.
It is definitely coming.
I don't... There's no point in even asking... Sean, this fucking question, but I'll ask Mark.
Okay.
What are you thankful for, buddy?
Oh, I'm thankful Sean's alive. But I'll be even more thankful when he's dead. It's a win-win.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
I'll be even more thankful. If he does it himself, I'll be so proud. Like, look, I didn't think he could do it. I thought he was going to puss out with his little blankie and hoodie.
Sean,
and,
please don't ever kill yourself.
He won't.
I won't.
He's got so much to live. Wait, never mind.
Got a lot of stuff.
He's got dead CDs to sell.
Yeah.
I like everything, man. Life is good. I would never want to kill myself.
Yeah. Did I ever tell you, like, when I was in high school and I had this friend and she was dating some weird dude and they broke up and the weird dude was, like, calling her all the time. He's like, oh, I'm going to kill myself if you don't take me back. And she's like, I don't know what to do. I was like, you know what? Fuck that fucking guy.
Yeah. Let him kill.
That's emotional blackmail. You don't let him... And then he killed himself.
Still, I mean, that's what awesome. Is she gonna do? Stay with him just so he doesn't kill
no,
himself
I know,
his whole
but
life?
Still, that's awesome. That just from then on, when people are like kidding about killing themselves, I'm like, oh, maybe he's gonna
You know what? So. If they're gonna do it, me joking about it, is that gonna make Sean do it more?
No, I'm not blaming you for Sean's impending suicide. I'm just
it's not your fault.
It's
not your
fault.
It's hard
for me to participate.
It's not your fault.
It's not your fault.
So is life is good t-shirts. Those are what really does it.
Life is
fucking life is good t-shirts.
Life is all right. That's what they should
life's
say.
Life's not bad.
Life has
they
its
should
moments.
Life has its moments.
They
that's
should say
saying. I like
say life is good as long as you don't live in 90% of the world. As long as you're
white life.
If you're if you're white in America.
In America.
God bless you.
Yeah. Oh God.
God loves you. If you're black anywhere, God
I've known
hates
people
you.
Who kill themselves. But you know what? The few people I've known who've killed themselves never announced it. They just did it. Yeah. Mm. They did it.
That's a bold move.
No, I knew a dude who lived in my neighborhood who was always like a happy, smiling guy.
Mm.
Very outgoing, happy guy.
It's hard to do that
just
all the time.
Was out in the yard with his dad one day. He's like, I gotta go get something out of the bedroom. Went in and shot himself in the head.
I gotta go get something upstairs.
Yeah.
It's my gun.
I'll be right back. I gotta go
I'll be right back.
Out of here. Yeah.
It's awesome.
Pretty funny when you think about it.
Yeah. Hey, Dad, I'll be right back.
Hey, Dad, I'll be right back. I got to go ruin your life.
Yeah, I know, but the fucking... Yeah,
what?
The next fucking week and a half, every time Sean's like, I'm going to go watch a movie in my room. I'm like, oh, Sean.
Mm-hmm.
Don't do it.
Yeah. I wonder if his dad heard the shot and he's like, what was that, son? Son?
Are you playing that damn rock and roll again up there?
Turn it down.
I told you that if you kill yourself one more time...
Wasn't there like years ago some kid killed himself because he was like nobody liked him and everything, and he wrote a note, "What I'm gonna come back from the grave and haunt you on prom night and do all that." Like he really thought he was gonna do that.
Oh wow,
man,
it's pretty funny.
That's too bad.
The note he wrote is like, "You guys will see when I come back from the dead and do this and do this."
Too bad. Oh, I hope he does come back for his sake.
He should be.
That's a good idea because you know every freshman class from then on will be in the. All right, you got to go in the bathroom and turn out the light.
Oh, yeah.
And say whatever the fuck the dude's name. You know.
Billy Boner, Billy Boner, Billy Boner.
Anytime a fuse goes out, they're like,
Boner's here. Boner.
There's a ghost at Zany's.
Yeah.
Well, as much as there's a ghost anywhere on fucking Earth. Yeah. I mean, I don't know if Joe Southerns has ever gathered any data on it. Yeah, but.
Well, the ghost of what a lot of people don't realize is the ghost of Zany is just not really a ghost. It's more of a presence that's trapped
it's
inside.
More of
it.
An astral projection.
It's
of
a.
How
come we don't have Joe Southerns as a guest?
I
would do that.
I called Joe Southerns like 2 hours ago.
Yeah. We need him. We need Joe.
He did not answer the phone. Yeah. No. Joe would
He'd be a great guest.
He'd be great.
He could tell us a lot of stuff about
Sean. He's smart.
Sean.
Yeah. What's up, buddy?
What are you thankful for?
You know, just
come on
TV, and I like movies.
Oh, okay.
And
yeah.
I like hot dogs.
Oh God, hot dogs!
Hot dogs are
like hot dogs.
Nice. Where should we have?
I like
dinner. Should we have
tater tots?
We should have my birthday dinner at
Dog in Nashville.
The Dog in Nashville.
Oh, it's not very near bowling, though.
That's not really near bowling. You're right. Well, I mean, you got a point. We could have Mexican.
That's a good Mexican place.
Whatever Mark wants.
What did I have? Yeah. Chicken with bacon. That's what I had when I was
chicken
there.
With bacon.
Oh, I had that
just
at La
Terraza. Chicken with bacon. That's all it was.
Oh, you know where we should eat?
Where?
Blue Fig Mediterranean Kitchen. 6'4". Actually, I don't think there's enough seats for us all together.
No.
Because this is going to be a huge.
Yeah? Are there going to be four people?
Six people.
Are there going to be eight people?
It's going to be at least six people.
I hear there's going to be a lady there.
Ooh, Ashley?
Yep.
No, Ashley.
No,
Ashley texted me that
Ashley
she's never going anywhere
herself.
With me. She what?
She can go F herself.
Sean, that's not nice.
If she doesn't want to be friends with my Brad, then she doesn't want to be friends with anyone.
Brad hurt her feelings.
That's the backlash. Well, I did hurt her feelings.
She allowed to have feelings?
I did hurt her feelings.
I don't
feelings.
Think so.
I was rude to her.
She's yeah, come
I think
to, she's
if
come
you
to
work
to
at Hooters, you just sort of, you just say, I don't want to have any dignity.
So, If a prostitute's husband smacks her around a little bit, she should be like, oh, it's okay, I'm a prostitute.
Yes.
That's not a fair equivalent. That's not.
Well, I know
happened.
More prostitutes
I mean,
than Hooters waitresses.
You know,
I know, but I didn't
yeah,
smack her around.
Them.
I just made jokes
verbal,
about her.
Verbal.
Well, that's true. Verbal. I did make jokes about her. I think I mentioned her vagina. But the thing is, honestly, it was no worse than like the very first time I ever saw her.
Yeah.
I was on stage. She was leaving the show, and mm-hmm. I started talking about, I think, her. But or well, I don't know anyway.
Yeah,
so
you
it's
probably
not like,
shouldn't do that anymore.
Well, but you can't not get mad about it 8 times and then the 9th time. You know what? Yes, she's right. She's got the right to feel whatever she feels.
Yeah.
If you're going to be a comedian, what you're going to need to do is go down to Blue Fig.
Nashville.
Do they have a...
Yes.
Blue Fig Mediterranean Kitchen. Best fucking Mediterranean kitchen in Nashville.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Soda fountain? Soda fountain? Or do they just serve your drinks yourself?
I did not get any soda.
Do they have a soda fountain? Like
iced
you go and
tea. Did they have soda?
They
got bottled sodas.
They got a cooler with sodas. Okay.
Maybe they should get a soda fountain before we really...
You want a soda fountain?
I don't drink sodas.
Yeah, you don't drink soda.
What do you give a fuck?
You're just being difficult.
It's like no one is there, you know?
You're just being difficult.
I want to serve myself.
You're being difficult.
Time to serve my own needs.
You're just being difficult.
Turn it up a notch, speed.
I was going to say that... I was going to say if Sean was acting like he was going to stay alive, that you would argue with him to get him to kill himself. But I was like, well, he's already doing that. So I don't think no matter what you do, Sean.
You're right.
Mark's just being supportive.
He's just being supportive of the opposite.
I just use reverse psychology on you.
Counterpoint.
You're a devil's advocate. Which is really you should keep an eye on since old JC might not like that.
Ooh, got a point.
You just sinned in thought, word, or deed, buddy.
Guys, listen. I'm thankful for Hannah.
Yeah,
that's
you're a dad.
You guys.
Oh,
and
I'm
thankful for my friends and I'm thankful for happy birthday, Gary.
You know, I'm thankful for
dot net.
Oh no, that's ultimate comedy. Dot. Is there a
fuck? I don't know.
That's not even ready yet.
For Mr. Tomato.
Aw.
Thank you, Mr. Tomato. You make my day.
Aw, Mr. Tomato.
Are you guys ready for a special Thanksgiving edition of Which Is Better?
Yes.
Well, let's do it then.
Which is better? Which is better? Which is better? I don't know. Which is better? Which is better? Which is better? Let's find out.
Which is better?
True.
Indians versus turkeys.
Uh-oh.
Thanksgiving edition.
Oh, like what kind of Indian?
Native Americans.
Native Indian?
I'm part Native American, by the way. So
yeah, a lot of people say that.
Yeah, no, I know. No, I am one.
People who want to go to college for
I'm
free say that.
I'm 1/16th. Yeah. Cherimaqui. From the Saconnet tribe.
Magalagai.
All right, which is better? What's your initial feeling?
Indians or turkeys?
Yeah, I was gonna do pilgrims and Indians, but fucking pilgrims.
What is? I don't even know what a pilgrim really
is.
Yeah,
I know nothing about pilgrims.
Pilgrim is just something John Wayne calls you.
Yeah.
I go a turkey.
Yeah. Wait, what do you think?
I have a lot more experience with turkey.
I feel like Native Americans have a better story. They have a more depressing story.
Oh
like
yeah,
than a turkey.
I like that.
I'm gonna
better
say,
than a turkey. That was almost our national bird.
Turkeys are delicious. But
turkey
I've
was
never,
almost our national bird.
I've never
He's
eaten.
Right. Benjamin Franklin.
I've never
was
eaten
a
Native
turkey
American
in a good way. I'm gonna say turkey.
I'm saying turkey.
All right,
I'm just gonna say minority opinion Native American. Just to
you're a minority. Face.
That's fine. Well, let's
I'm not a minority.
Let's
I'm
run
a
through
white
the
guy.
Questions and find
I'm
out.
I'm the greatest majority on earth of ever really.
No Chinese.
I'm just saying.
No, he didn't say the most greatest. He meant the greatest isn't the best.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, if this was which is better, white people or Chinese
people. We don't even have to do that.
Yeah, I know.
We just
did it, yeah.
The Lord went ahead and did that for us. Thanks, JC.
Which is more thankful?
Huh.
Oh, turkeys.
Yeah?
Yeah, these Indian people. We give them, you know, 1/1,000,000th of a 1/16th of an acre, and they just want to bitch about how you can't grow anything
yeah,
in the desert.
Right.
Yeah.
You're right. You're right.
But
just
because
you were here first doesn't mean we can't have it. I mean,
turkeys.
You came here on the Bering Strait. We used boats. Who fucking shut up?
Turkeys are users. They're like consumers. They're just gobbling.
Just gobble.
And how's that different than these damn Indians taking all of our jobs
at the
casinos?
They all eat corn. So.
Yeah, that's true.
There's that.
Maize.
Which hated pilgrims more? Indians or turkeys?
Indians.
Oh, I don't know. Did the turkeys ever get syphilis from the Indians? Or the other way?
Smallpox?
Who got syphilis?
Maybe.
Who? Someone gave somebody syphilis
smallpox.
Back then, right?
I don't know.
Benjamin Franklin.
I don't know who got syphilis. From
Everybody.
Who?
Syphilis.
We got we gave him some smallpox.
Yeah, we gave him a lot of stuff.
Some blankets full of smallpox.
Yeah. These poor Indians, I mean, they had it rough.
Oh, God. What a shitty deal.
Oh, man.
They got fucked up for all so many times.
All the Indians.
Well, here's their problem. If they would have just like organized Indians, and been like, hey, all Indians unite.
Well, that's the problem is people say Indians like it was one big tribe.
Yeah.
But it was millions of little groups.
Yeah. It's like trying to get the Bloods and the Crips together. Hey, guys, come on. Just get together and fight the police.
Yeah.
If you guys would all get together.
They'd kill the police.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Which makes you sleepier? Turkey, Indians. Eating turkey, or listening to an Indian talk.
You ever hear him go, try and stay awake during that.
Fucking, yeah. You should have a drinking game where you, every time they say moon, you have a fucking, my people deserve moon. What? Drink.
The wolf is the coyote.
The bravery you showed that day.
The pipe plays for Hatchet.
And you know,
my people.
I'm a quarter night elf mohawk, so I can say.
I don't want to shock you guys, but I'm 1/16th turkey. So
we can tell.
Turkey people.
That was probably the best joke of the night.
I hope not.
Happy birthday, Gary.
Well, if you'd have killed yourself.
You guys would have missed out. Man, you're right. I'm going to stay alive.
Yeah, you should.
Until my mom dies, I'm not going to kill myself.
Oh.
How about right when your mom dies, you kill yourself and we throw you in the same coffin to save some money?
Ooh, that'd be a good idea. Effective. That'd be a really good idea.
Yeah, you wouldn't have to spend any money.
Yeah, but do you want to be buried with your mom?
Well,
I love my mom.
You want to be buried with her?
Why not? Maybe. You're dead.
Yeah, I'm dead. I'm fucking dead.
I know. But
he came into the world with his mom. Why not?
Yeah.
Okay.
She can take.
What if you got cremated and then we put both your ashes in the same?
Oh, turkeys make me more sleepy because they have like they have a chemical inside. Yeah,
but you know what? They really don't have. There's not that. People, you get tired because you eat so much food.
You eat
the
a
level
bunch
of tryptophan
slob
in the turkey that you're taking.
You eat a bunch of shit and then it's then it's like two and you're always asleep.
It's like you eat 4 pounds of food and you blame something that's like it's, 1/1000th of a 1/16th of. Chemical.
Try to watch the lions.
I'm allergic.
Of course you're sleepy.
I'm allergic. And I still get sleepy after Thanksgiving. You know, so I'm not eating anything.
Yeah,
the lions still on every Thanksgiving?
They are.
Why?
The lions.
How American have they tradition. Still?
They're trying to fight it.
Is that a football game?
Yeah. The lions have been on Thanksgiving every year for my
lions
entire
and Cowboys.
Life.
I've never been
lions
to
and Cowboys.
The lions haven't won.
It's been
more
a while
than
since
like three games.
They used to win.
A long time ago. Since Deion Sanders, since they've won like 10 games probably, right?
Bigger dick.
Bigger dick.
Gobble, gobble.
Turkeys don't have a big dick.
Yo.
I don't know.
They have big dick.
I saw a Dirty Jobs with Mike Rowe, and he had to like inseminate turkeys. And I don't know if they have a dick at all. It was like just some, he had to like get the jizz out of one and stick it in the other one. Because we breed them so fucking huge breasted.
Yeah, they can't
fuck
each other.
They can't fuck each other, that we have to
fuck
them.
That's natural selection right there, isn't it?
sort of.
Yeah, by Tyson.
we saw some turkeys this Saturday at Radnor Lake.
Yeah, okay.
Wild
turkeys fly? Because I've seen them up in trees. Do they just sort of flutter around like chickens?
Dude, when pigs fly, they would.
They
don't fly like. They're like a chicken.
Kind of flutter up a tree.
Yeah, blah, 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 blah.
I wonder if it's just because we have super fucking fat turkeys. Is that
these turkeys are huge.
Those can't fly.
Yeah.
Which tastes better?
I've never tasted a Native American. I've never ever.
You ever had deep fried red skin?
Oh man,
so good. Yeah. You ever leave a hot dog in the microwave too long? That's Indian days.
Choctaw!
And I'm allergic to turkey, so I still can't say.
Turkeys are so good. It's so good.
Oh, turkey is so good.
It's a tasty.
I mean,
the thing with turkey, it's all in preparation. That's.
you
can get
turkey,
some, you can get some boring ass turkey.
In your chili and stuff.
Yeah, I'll make some turkey chili.
Just to try and kill Brad?
No. No, I don't feed it to him.
No,
thank you for.
He knows. He knows that I poison all of my food, so he doesn't eat it.
Yeah, and I put a little little bit of spit.
Brad made me tater tots the other night.
Yeah.
Oh, you're right.
They were good.
He did make you tater tots.
Who'd win in a fight?
I don't know.
I think
turkey versus a Native American.
Indian would probably try and get the turkey to smoke a peace pipe so they didn't have to fight.
Yeah.
He'd probably scalp them.
He'd probably make a prayer to.
Indian people are cruel. If you don't want to get to a fight with a Native American, they'll just kill you with no regard for your life. So
yeah.
Well, the good thing about.
I send you back to the great outside of things. You are now with the trees.
Because death really isn't death. It's just okay. It's just a.
Yeah.
You're just passing.
Well,
to the
good
next
thing about a fight with a Native American is they always lose.
On our white TV, yes, but in real life, no.
I mean, go outside and tell me how many wigwams you fucking see.
Wigwams.
All right, they're fucking.
I saw,
and I can say that because I'm one.
Yeah, you're one.
18.
I saw an episode of Gangland where they had a Native American gang, and they.
Ooh, really?
Yeah.
But they're pretty vicious.
They just looked like regular Mexican gang or anything like that.
Yeah.
They just
except they did their drive by horseback.
Yeah.
Instead, they do their gang signs with smoke signals.
Yeah. They smoke crack out of this really long pipe with the fucking feathers on it.
Instead of pop, 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 it's.
I'd say an Indian would probably win a fight.
Yeah, Indians, they're badass, man.
Yeah.
They got hatchets.
I don't know. Turkeys even understand the concept of fighting.
100-pound Indian. Versus a 100-pound turkey in a pit.
Is this hand-to-hand or is this with weapons?
It's bare-fisted.
Bare-fisted. I don't think of a turkey as a fighter.
Fight,
no,
they're assholes. Like, they'll probably try to bite your shit.
Indians still go. I still go Indian.
Indians are badasses.
All right, next question.
Indian versus pelican.
Oh, don't even, man.
Giant pelican.
Wow.
Bigger than a bear.
Oh, gosh. Oh, gosh. That's right. Terrifying.
Next question. Better feathers.
Ooh.
Who's got better feathers? I think I'm going to give it to Indians.
The Native, they will put some like dyes and shit all up in their feathers.
How do they make
some
that, man?
Some pretty ass
fucking
feathers.
Turkey feathers. Although a fluffed up turkey is a pleasant sight.
Yeah.
It's cute, but.
I like it.
I think
a big Indian chief.
Fuck you.
Fucking a million feathers. Ah, oh, that's bad.
He's running
shit. That's pretty cool.
He's pimping. That's like fucking Indian pimping.
How? Which one inspired punk rock fashion more? That's a real question.
Turkeys?
Yeah, maybe turkeys. Maybe turkeys.
Which sounds funnier? Gobble, gobble, gobble.
Gobble?
That's
pretty
similar. They're both pretty funny.
It's kind of the thing
it's
learned.
It's a tie. First tie we ever had.
Okay, which is sadder?
Oh,
man. Fucking Trail of Tears is so
sad. It's fucking sad.
It's so sad.
You got a point.
Put it this way.
But all the turkeys.
And our boy, Old Hickory, Andrew Jackson, he hated Indians.
What did the Indians ever do?
God, he hated us so
much. That used to
get out of here. Keep going.
But we're
it's cold.
Fucking I said walk. But
these Indians, I mean, but they're so sensitive. If you throw a piece of trash down around them, they just start crying.
It's true.
It's just trash. It'll give it a million years. It'll biodegrade.
What are you crying about? It's like it's your fucking land anyway.
It's all of, it's everybody's. It's the earth's.
Yeah.
You didn't build this interstate.
The trees
trash,
are.
It's part of Mother Earth.
The nuclear.
I don't think we should post this podcast. This is pretty cruel.
No, it's the saddest one yet.
I'm 3/17.
Yeah.
I'm 9/8 Indian.
Yeah, dude.
Choctaw.
Chickamauga. You know what? My grandfather swore up and down that we were like some.
Yeah.
On both sides, they were like, "No, we're part whatever and shit." I've no data to back that up, but it's like, you know what? I'm a good tracker.
Yeah.
Keep me out in the woods.
Do you track a lot of things?
Fuck yeah, I'm a great tracker.
Let's go track something.
One time I got in trouble when we were kids. When I was kids, we'd go to Pittsburgh to see my aunt, and my mom would make see kids outside. She'd go play with those kids.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know these kids. I was like 9 years old, probably. So I went up there, and they had no interest in playing with me.
Yeah.
So I just went up to them and said, I'm an Indian. And they're like, no, you're not. I was like, I am. And like, that's just like made up all these lies and did all these things. And
what sorts of lies?
I was nine. I can't remember. And then they started chasing me. And then I jumped off this like ledge and I acted like I hurt my ankle. And I was lying on the ground just like making Indian noises.
Did you sue the ledge?
I sued the ledge. And then like they left. And then like they left me there and I got up and went in. And then apparently the next day, I guess they talked to my mom. And I got in trouble for telling them I was an Indian. Like, why am I in trouble? Why did you lie to those kids? We're not Indian.
Oh, wow. You don't want that getting around.
And
man.
Did they make you move after that?
No, this was just visiting my aunt and uncle.
Oh, wow. That's funny.
But that's...
Which do people dress up as more?
A lot of people look like turkeys and don't even know it.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Neck fat.
Yeah, like, yeah.
Gobble, 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 gobble.
On purpose, I'd say Indians. By accident, I'd say turkey.
Okay, let's say in pageants.
Pageants? I've never been to a pageant.
You ever been to a pageant?
What kind of pageant?
Did you not participate in a pageant?
Never.
You were never in a pageant?
No.
A little Mark Nunson wouldn't dress
up. I did Pinewood Derby one time.
I did Pinewood Derby.
I won. I won.
Yeah, well, I fucking won.
I won
shit. Yeah, I fucking won.
What did you ever do?
Did you cheat?
Nothing. I've never done a damn thing.
You weighted it down, didn't you?
What I did was...
You're allowed to have a certain amount of weight.
Yeah, a certain amount.
A friend of our family's had been doing this for years, and he was like a Boy Scout master, and his kids were all grown up and stuff. Yeah. He just made it for me. I had some like 60-year-old guy who's been making them since 1924.
Aerodynamics. It's like fucking Mach 5.
He actually put like the graph. You know how they give you some graphite or some weight to put in there? He like drilled a hole in it and put some liquid graphite in it so it would like go down to the front through the wood.
Wow.
This thing was all. I destroyed every car. And I had the ugliest car. It's like, you know, ever see that commercial where the fat kid wins?
Yeah, and he wins.
That was me. They freaking stole my life story and put it on a damn commercial.
Did you get any money from that?
Like $6,000.
Whoa.
No, I got a trophy and a medal.
Oh, man.
And I got to walk around the Willingboro Plaza like I owned it.
You still have that? Can we?
No, I threw all my trophies away when I was 19 years old.
What?
I think I have two trophies. I have a 4-H trophy for something I don't recall.
Got nothing.
I had three boxes full of trophies.
I had some ribbons from my dog.
Ribbons.
Dog shows.
I had all kinds of sports stuff, and I was just like, you know what? At a young age, 19 or 20 years old, I was like, you know what? None of this really means anything.
You know my joke about the dog show ribbons?
No.
I won two ribbons, ugliest dog ribbon and owner and dog lookalike ribbon.
Aww.
That's true. I have those ribbons. That's a true story.
Yeah. You look just like a dog.
I don't
like
trophies.
An ugly dog.
You look like a really ugly dog.
Better drinkers. Now, turkeys will drown in the rain because they will look up.
But that's bad drinking. That's not good.
Well, Native Americans are
will drown
drunks,
in
so
alcohol.
I guess who's the least shitty drinker, I should say.
That's a stereotype that I don't think is real.
Yeah.
It isn't?
Well, I could call my great-great-grandmother and ask
Most
her.
Most stereotypes are based on real black people, so I just...
the Blackfoot tribe, probably.
I think they're both bad at
why,
it.
I mean, why would... I guess it has to be some kind of genetic...
Yeah, there is.
Is that racist to acknowledge that there is some genetic predisposition for a certain race of people to be alcoholics?
Probably.
Or is that just true?
Well, I'd have to check.
If alcoholism is a disease and it's passed on to your children, and you have more and more.
I'd have to check with the 12-step tribe.
And it's also a small community.
That's
small community.
It. Yeah, well, I mean, I'm also Irish, and Irish are known to be shitty drunk.
If you lived in the desert.
But that's okay to make fun of that.
If you lived in the desert and the only thing you owned was a broken Volkswagen, you'd be an alcoholic too.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
Me too, buddy.
You get a point. Which is more American?
Turkey.
I knew Mark was going to say that.
Because it was almost our bird. Remember?
They were from America. But so are the Native Americans.
They didn't call it America. Oops. They didn't go, you know, Amerigo Vespucci was a great map maker. Let's name this country after him.
Why aren't we Vespucians?
I am.
North and South Vespucia.
That's probably why.
How's that go?
And why him? He just made freaking maps. Well, hey,
he only drew half the fucking map. He only drew one side of the coast.
It's like if we name this podcast Happy Birthday Gary.
Yeah,
I mean, he's nothing
Gary.
To do with it.
Yeah.
That's a dumb name for a podcast.
Fun potatoes.
Fun potatoes.
Now that's a pike.
Which would be better on a road trip? That's a dumb question.
Be better on a road trip, like to hang out
would
with.
Would you rather like have a turkey in the car with you for 8 hours or like fucking?
are Native Americans allowed to have cars? I mean, is that against their religion? Am I thinking of Amish?
Buttons. They're not allowed to have buttons. Right?
I don't think they have any chest hair either.
They have. No, they're smooth. They have. I think the bone, like they have the bone armor that's on their chest, right?
Do you know a Native American has never died of a heart attack?
Really?
It's true.
I didn't know that.
What are you doing? You just make
somebody's wiki in that right now.
Did you know that Native Americans are born with no legs and they have to they have to form their legs out of mud, but it's the same. They put some clay in it, and then it's the same.
Turkeys don't have strokes because
turkeys.
We kill them before they get a chance to.
Do you know Native American only have 6 teeth?
The difference is,
but
the president will pardon a turkey.
Yeah,
Native Americans,
no.
presidents
like
presidents
get
do
no
not
mercy
like out of my face.
They'll fucking Cobra Kai those things.
Do not
I'm
like
trying. Them. Put him in a body bag.
Which is sexier?
Sweep the leg, Obama.
Native American approach you. He is the enemy. Enemy deserves no turkey.
Turquoise does not exist in this dojo. Does it?
Can we agree turquoise is fucking hideous and tacky?
I hate turquoise.
Sure.
Native Americans are sexier. Fucking, it's easy.
Yeah, Native Americans are sexier.
You ever seen
sexy.
A Native American woman? It's pretty hot.
Fuck yeah. Yeah.
Wow. There's not that many of them either. That's why they're exotic.
Yeah.
That's like that's like fucking a dodo or something. That's hot.
Unfortunately, my wife gets to do that every time.
It would be more like fucking a dodo. Yeah. Which is more useful? A turkey or a drunk old Indian sitting under a
tree? The thing is, if you try really hard, you could sober up an Indian. And God, he could do tons of stuff. He could be. Listen, we got a black president. So
right.
Indians were like our blacks before we had blacks.
Has
they
a turkey?
Like
those were our.
They were waiting for us to show up.
Yeah, they were just waiting for us to screw them over and kill them.
Can a turkey run a bingo hall? I don't think so.
Ooh,
I got it. All right,
yeah.
Got it.
Bingo!
B-42.
W-O-L-S.
I need another
goblin. C-9.
All right. Which is going to last longer?
Ooh.
There's an expiration date on both of these creatures.
Here's the thing.
Let's go 1,000 years in the future. Take a look around. Are you going to see any turkeys?
If turkeys are in danger, here's the difference between Indians and turkeys. If turkeys are in danger of being extinct, people will actually try and help the turkeys.
That's true. That's so true.
My great-great-great-grandkid will just be like, about fucking time.
Yeah, turkeys
don't have any grandkids. You
turkeys aren't going to get bred out of existence either. There's not going to be any half black turkeys.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Half dodo, half turkey.
Guys, here at Birthday Gary, we're not racist. And,
No.
We love especially Mediterranean kitchens.
Yeah.
So go down to Bluefish.
Here's the thing.
Thanksgiving dinner.
Can I speak from the heart for a second?
Please. Yeah. Please.
We make fun of black people a lot.
Mm-hmm.
We do.
We love them.
I have the famous quote, I have a lot of black friends.
Yeah.
I do have a lot of black friends.
He actually does.
I am ingrained in black culture, and I'm comfortable making fun of that.
Mm-hmm. You know what?
I don't know any Indian people. I've never really interacted with. I'm not really comfortable being this racist towards them.
Oh, really?
I feel weird.
Actually do have Native American blood. It is literally like an 18. I don't know if that's enough to make
it's
the jokes.
Okay.
And
we
I did date a Native American girl, and I think that once your penis is involved.
Once you go red.
Ew.
Right.
Take them to bed?
Take them off with their head. Scalp.
Off with their
scalp. Red means stop.
Red
no,
means
in this case.
Go, motherfucker.
Red.
Yeah.
Look.
What was her name?
She was Chunky. I'm not going to say her name.
What were you talking?
Running?
When you were saying Chunky, some girl was Chunky.
Chunky.
She was about that chunky. Maybe a little chunkier.
Chunky.
She was aggressive.
A different word.
She was actually a girl who I would not have typically dated, but she was very aggressive. Like
that never
she
happens.
She walked up to me like we were friends or whatever, and she like walked up to me and like grabbed my face and kissed me, and I felt like I didn't want to really kiss her, but I felt like it would be rude to not. You know what I mean? It was weird. It was really weird.
Wow.
Like,
wow.
I sort of I felt weird going out with her just because I like. Not that I didn't want to. I didn't want to seem not racist or shit. I just didn't want to seem like. I thought it hurt her feelings. It was so stupid.
I hope she's not listening to this now.
Maybe. I'll say her name.
Don't say it. I'm scared.
I'm not going to say her name.
Is it?
Starts with a B.
Dances with.
No, it wasn't anything
boars.
Like that.
Bartimaeus.
Running cat.
Which is in more shitty artwork?
Oh, the Indian.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of shitty Indian artwork.
There's so much shitty Indian artwork.
Black velvet and all Indian.
Flea market's just fucking.
There's not. I mean, the thing is,
it's
like,
funny how much rednecks love Indians but hate Indians.
Yeah.
Like, well, you go to any redneck's house, he has like that end of the trail statue and the fucking a painted deer skull painted with dream catchers and all that shit. But fuck, you let an Indian. He would not let an Indian into his house.
Well, I like to eat steak, but I don't want to hang out with a cow.
Ooh.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
That's not a good point, but he's still right.
That's a really good point.
I love mosquitoes. I just don't like when they bite me.
The thing
I think
about,
they're cool other than that.
The thing about turkeys. The thing about turkeys is that.
How we doing?
The art.
I think we're about it.
The turkey art is sort of self-consciously ridiculous. Like if it's
like,
art, like Thanksgiving related.
Yeah, it's like a turkey.
Goofy, it's like a hand.
Kind of like.
Yeah, I'm counting Rob Haynes' hand turkey.
Oh, jeez. Is that the dumbest thing you've ever seen
in
your life?
That's the worst piece of art ever.
Makes Corey's tattoos look genius.
Friend of the show, Rob Hot Sauce Haynes.
Hot Sauce.
Got
Hot
a sauce. Hand turkey tattooed on his back.
Yeah.
Just like that. And the time it took me to say it, that's twice as much time as he spent thinking about whether or not he should.
No, he talked about it for a year before he did it.
Did he?
He's like, you know what would be a good idea? Yeah, no, he wanted to do this for a while.
Why?
Well, because...
I thought he ran into some famous girl.
No, he was talking about getting that tattoo, because I remember him talking about it.
Yeah.
Like, just hanging out at the bar car, and we were talking about tattoos. He goes, this is what I want. Hmm. Actually, I think he went to get it, like... He went with Ryan to get a tattoo one
Ryan
time.
Ryan made a movie about
but
it.
But even before that, and he kept talking about the hand turkey tattoo to Ryan.
Ryan has a tattoo?
Right, he's got a couple.
Friend of the show, he's Ryan
got
Williams
some,
has
he's got
a
some
tattoo.
Asian, he's got some Asian symbols.
What a cunt.
On his right
really?
Calf, it says 49 with pepper.
Peace and love and happiness and wind.
Does he have a yin-yang on his ankle like this?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know.
That was when I was 16.
But, so and then Hot Sauce got his like 6 months later or something like that.
Huh. Okay.
There's a good video. Watch the video about it.
Yeah. Cool.
All right, guys. Which would you rather be? A turkey? This is when I thought turkeys could fly.
Is this right now? What are we talking about right now?
I'd rather not be any of them.
Yeah, I'd rather, boy. Man.
That's like saying, what would you rather be? Dead Sean or alive Sean? Neither. I'd rather be neither.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I abstain. I plead.
Which one is the turkey?
You don't wanna be either. Ooh. That's a roundabout
Dead
way of
Sean.
Answering this question.
Dead Sean.
That means that Native American's better, which means that you'd rather be Native American.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll
Native
take
American.
Yeah,
I'll go with that.
Why not? You don't have to work.
You'd be physically strong. I think they're strong, aren't they?
You don't
have to
pay for
college. Strong people.
You could be mad. Everybody.
You could throw a hatchet a mile.
Yeah. 1 mile.
Do you know that?
Yeah. They can all do that.
Yeah.
They have an
they're
extra
born that way.
They have an extra muscle in their elbow. Like an elbow muscle.
All right, guys. Well, which is better? Turkeys.
I don't change my
Choctaw!
Mind.
Turkeys.
I go for Choctaw all the time.
Well, I'm going to get 3 strikes in a row tomorrow or Friday.
Why?
On my birthday. For a turkey.
For a turkey.
Oh, yeah. 3 strikes. It's a turkey.
Choctaw.
It's a turkey, right?
Yeah, it's a turkey.
Happy birthday, Gary.
Happy birthday.
Hey, we should say happy birthday to Brad.
To Brad. Happy birthday, Brady.
Happy birthday, Brady.
Thanks,
Brady,
guys.
Gary.
Happy birthday, Brady, Gary.
We're all pulling for you on this one.
Thanks, I hope guys. You make it through this one.
Yeah, this is a big one.
This is a big 3-9, right?
It's going to be a good year.
Are you? No, you're not that old, are you?
35.
Oh, no.
I'll be 35 years
old. Oh, no.
Still young. Old. Still young.
No, no.
What I wouldn't give to be 35.
How much money would you give?
Would you rather be me or a turkey?
I'd rather be Dead Sean at 20.
Oh, man. That
at 20?
Good looking.
Yeah, it'd be a good looking corpse, baby.
Yeah, I would have been pretty at 20.
Everybody would have been like, shame that boy died. Look at it. Look at it. Nipples on that one. Look at the titties on that one.
Yeah, let's fuck that corpse's butt. That corpse got a nice little butt. You got a tight little butt.
I don't know why they're black people at my funeral. Fucking
was that a black?
Because they're rejoicing.
Got a tight little butt.
Butt.
He finally did. He finally did die.
He got a tight little butt. He got a butt. Y'all know he do.
I hope nobody listened to this.
Sorry,
one.
Everybody.
Yeah, this people.
Happy.
Good. Sorry,
this
everybody.
Is the one to skip, guys. Happy birthday, you. <yeah. laughs>